It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our phone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything@kera.org. And of course, you can send your questions and answers to me via Twitter. Today, I've got Twitter open here on one of the devices. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. It is Friday, the 27th of June. Just to let you know, the show will be off for Happy Birthday America Day next Friday. So this is our first show of the summer and our last show of June. So call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything@kera.org or send me a tweet. I'm at Jeff Whittington. Starting off today from Higgins, a couple of questions. It says, I have a late model Honda Accord that I want to sell. I put it up on Craigslist. Only got a couple of inquiries. He says, it's in good condition. I think it's priced correctly. Does anyone have any tips on selling a used car? He also wants to know if there is a retail source of non-hydrogenated lard in Fort Worth. He says the common Armour brand lard sold in the dry goods section of groceries is hydrogenated. He says, now if I render my own lard, what is its shelf life? And would I need to pasteurize it in a pressure cooker or can it or vacuum seal it? Does anybody know about lard? 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. Let's see. We got a question from Nikki who says, for the past 3 or 4 weeks, a solitary wasp has every morning shown up to spend the day on my front glass storm door. She says it does not try to get inside. It's there the entire day. I've not been able to determine when it leaves exactly, but it's there regardless of the weather. She says there is a nest nearby that we leave alone because they're not at all aggressive. I do wonder, though, what could explain this behavior? Does anybody know? Give us a call. 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. Or, as I mentioned, you can send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Also got this question from Thomas, who's in Fort Worth, wondering if anyone knows where to purchase railroad ties in Fort Worth. So railroad ties in Fort Worth, wasp on the door, lard facts, and used car tips. Lines are open, 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org or send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington. Couple of pieces of business left over from last week. Claire in Dallas wants to suggest a book for that post we were talking about last week, the 12 books or more that every Texan should read, which I think you can still find at keranews.org. Claire in Dallas suggests Love is a Wild Assault by Elith Hamilton Kirkland, who was commissioned by the Texas Historical Society to write the biography of Harriet Potter, wife to a politician of the Texas Republic. There's a sign for Potter's Creek as it crosses I-20 near Tyler. So Claire suggests Love is a Wild Assault. Ryan in Denton had a question about the, you know, why don't we just get rid of all the mosquitoes? And he says, first, Radiolab had a great episode on this earlier this year called Kill 'Em All, where they go into the in-depth arguments you can probably find on the Radiolab website. Ryan says, that said, we did go after mosquitoes in the U.S. and were able to eliminate malaria here. Unfortunately, we largely did it through the use of DDT, which had its own side effects and obviously and was obviously not permanent. And, you know, DDT led to, you know, eggshell thinning in birds and was really ended up being a bad deal. Anyhow, Ryan says, there is a new technique currently being tested, which releases genetically modified male mosquitoes, which do not bite, as only the females do. Those males then mate with female mosquitoes in a particular area, and the resulting generation of mosquitoes is then entirely sterile. This allows the mosquito population to be controlled in a particular area, such as a city or suburbs, without disrupting any potential ecological benefits that mosquitoes may have in more rural areas. And last week we had so many questions and so many calls and you know, thoughts on fleas and things like that. A couple of leftover answers for that. Donna in Dallas says that Callaway's sells a product called Cedarside, which claims on the package to repel fleas along with ants, mosquitoes, etc. Don't have personal knowledge that it works, but it smells good. And Donna says it's just little granules of cedar. So I just got a bag. Haven't used it yet, I guess. Bethany says Redenta's Garden Store sells several items that are good for organic gardening. I've used cedar oil in a bottle. You attach your water hose and diatomaceous earth to good effect in our yard. They have a store in Dallas and in Arlington. So there's a plug for that. And Gary in Denton says on the fleas question, he says, I'm a cat person now, but for years on owning dogs, my sister-in-law in Arkansas shared a great remedy. 1 tablespoon of red wine vinegar per 1 gallon of water. I guess you put this in the dog's drinking water, I'm assuming, because there's no further instruction. He says, now it takes a week or so for it to take effect, but apparently the acidity in the vinegar eventually makes it to the skin, which makes fleas and ticks jump off the pooch very quickly. And Gary says it worked quite well when coupled with a flea collar in the days before the topical chemicals, which most people use today. 800-933-5372 is our telephone number. And up first today, let's talk to John in Waxahachie. Hello, John.
Oh, hi, Jeff. I need some help to find an artist or a student artist who could help me finish a CD cover I've got. And I have some pencil drawings, but I need it drawn and colored, you know, reasonably professionally. So,
right. So you're looking for someone to hire to help you finish this. Great. Well, we'll see if we get some tips for you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks, John. Line open 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Bronwyn calling from Fort Worth. Hello, Bronwyn.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well.
Good. My question is, how does one pronounce the street in Fort Worth that is spelled F-O-C-H Street? And I've heard it pronounced Foch and Foch. And I've told several people, and I keep coming up with different pronunciation, so I thought I would call in and ask.
All right. Well, you've asked. We'll see if we get an answer for you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Line open 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me. We've gotten a couple of Twitter questions. Alan says, for your used car seller, CarMax will make him an offer. So maybe check out that. Let's see. Tiran wants to know, is there a good dish to serve along with paella? I'm making one next weekend for my birthday party. Oh, actually, this is from Karen with a T. So Karen or Taryn. A good dish to serve along with paella. From the email, anything at kera.org, Cindy in Carrollton says, I had great luck selling a car using eBay Motors. And she says they give very clear instructions and tips. And let's see. We read this one last week, but we didn't get an answer from someone who is wondering if there's a local maker of life masks, which I guess used to be called, you know, death masks. So they're one and the same. Is there anybody who will make those? 800-933-5372. Oh, and on selling a used car, Jim says the best way to sell a used car is still your local newspaper. He says selling online is a waste of time with all the scams. I guess once you post it online, you get, you know, lots and lots of folks with, you know, who are, at least that's what I've heard, at least. Let's see if anybody else has an answer to that. Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. We had a call from an email from Margaret who says, I have a 1940s radio that I would like to donate to a collector or a college. It would need to be refinished because the case is made of wood. I'm not sure it still works. All the vacuum tubes are there. Does anybody have any suggestions for Margaret? 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Adriana in Haltom City. Hello, Adriana.
Hi.
Hey there.
I was calling because someone had asked where to find railroad ties in Fort Worth.
Mm-hmm.
And I live in Haltom City, which is like right there next to Fort Worth, depending on where you live. It's really close. But they have a place called Builder's Surplus, and it's right off Carson Street in Fort Worth. And they sell railroad ties all year long for like $15.
Hmm. Okay. Builder's Surplus in Haltom City, or in
yes.
Yeah, off the Grapevine Highway.
Yes.
Very good. Hey, thanks for calling.
Hey, no problem. Thanks. Bye.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's see. We got an email from Paul in Farmers Branch who says, in response to the person who called last week describing a situation where a police officer had stopped him, reached into the car, and opened his trunk without the driver's permission. Based on the description, Paul says this is clearly a violation of the Fourth Amendment, which prohibits unreasonable search. One new local organization here in North Texas that could help pursue a civil liberties complaint is the North Texas Civil Rights Project. He says the state headquarters, there's also a group called the Texas Civil Rights Project, which is the state headquarters of the group, nonprofit group that assists with all sorts of civil rights and civil liberties violations. So you might search for the North Texas Civil Rights Project. It looks like it's ntcrp.org to at least get more information on that. Allison says, please, what is it that Maggie from Fort Worth is always suggesting for pest control? And Maggie can let us know, or I can just remember that we talked about this last week. Beneficial nematodes is one of the things that Maggie recommends typically, or, of course, diatomaceous earth as well. So those are a couple of things that that I know we've gotten recommendations from her before. Let's see. Suzanne says you can get quality lard from a local rancher / meat producer. I get mine, Suzanne says, from Rehoboth Ranch. You can look them up at rehobothranch.com or on Facebook. They have drop-offs at various farmers markets in DFW. And let's see. Denise says, I've bought fresh rendered lard at Fiesta. You might also check at a Michoacana market. I've kept it in my fridge for at least a year, and you can usually smell it to determine if it becomes rancid like vegetable oil. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's see. A couple of tweets have come in to me at Jeff Whittington. Let's see. Taylor says, I've always heard it pronounced, I've always pronounced it robustly, like folk with a hard CH. This is that street in Fort Worth. Let's see. Evan says, it's pronounced Foch with a long O, and I know this from four generations of family pronouncing it this way. This is the street in Fort Worth. So that's what we got so far. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. This is from W, who says, regarding that wasp on the door, just a guess, but wasps being predators with species tending to specialize in a certain type of prey, it seems reasonable that the wasp might be using the site as a hunting perch, as a lookout for whatever it's on the hunt for. If you have a question or answer, call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org, or send me a tweet. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. We'll be back in about 2.5 minutes. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. I'm Jeff Whittington. You can email us anything at kera.org. You can call us 1-800-933-5372 with your questions and answers. Or you can send me a tweet. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Up next on the phone, let's talk to Let's talk to John in Dallas. Hello, John.
Hello.
Hey there.
How are you?
Doing well.
I've got an answer on the mosquito, if anybody's interested.
Okay.
Not much is going to work on mosquitoes persistently, except for some pretty persistent chemicals. But you might try 2 teaspoons of orange oil, citrus oil, and 1 gallon of water with a couple of squirts of Dawn dishwater soap. And just put it in a handheld sprayer, and you have to look out because some of those sprayers will be deactivated by the orange oil. It'll just cause the pump to quit working. But you can spray it downwind or around you or on you. It won't hurt anything, and you can spray it through the yard. You can also put it in a hose-end sprayer, but the orange oil decomposes after about 24 hours if you leave it in water. Now, in the container, it works pretty good, and it'll stay there. And I use it all the time in my yard, and it helps. It doesn't stop, but it helps.
Very good. John, thanks for calling.
You bet. Thank you.
Line open 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. And let's see. This is from David, who says, I live near the street in question in Fort Worth, and it's usually pronounced with a long O. So is it Foch or Folk Street? But it's a long O. Let's see. We got an answer on this also from Jay, who says, I pronounce it as if it is rhymed with Coke. So Folk, that's how I've always heard it. And I work at the Urban Acres Co-op pickup that's on that street every other week. Let's see, an email from Jillian. Can anyone recommend a cat behaviorist or trainer in the Denton area? Jillian says, I have a cat who's a bit of a bully to our other cats, and I would like to try to help them get along. I don't want to have to rehome anyone. Let's see, this is from someone, Denise, who says, I wonder how ranch hands are paid. When you're given room and board, have no set hours, just basic odd jobs needing to be completed on a weekly basis, such as mowing, trash collection, painting, regular upkeep stuff, what would a reasonable pay rate be if one were a ranch hand? And Denise has an answer, too. Fort Worth Crossties on the East Loop 820 has 3 different grades of railroad ties or cross ties available. So Fort Worth Crossties. Let's see. We got an email from Selena who says, I have medium-length hair that is fairly thick, but I shed a lot. She says, I have loose hairs falling out constantly, but more than normal, it seems. Even if I trim or cut my hair, I still shed just as much. Does anyone know of a product that can help with this? 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to, we heard from Maggie in Fort Worth. Hey, Maggie.
Hello.
Hey there.
I was out pruning, and I heard my name.
You got the Maggie bat signal.
Yes. Beneficial nematodes have a lot of uses. I tend to start the gardening year once it's time to start working the soil by mixing it up in the highest amount of water it recommends, you know, for acreage versus real close things like fire ants. And I spread it over my garden area. And what that does is help eliminate some of the soil stages of pests. So, for example, cutworms that will knock down your little bedding plants as soon as you put them in. It tends to get those, and it gets a variety of things that people won't necessarily know what they are, but they are predators on the garden. And then as you get into the year, there are specialized things you can do. For example, fire ants. You mix it at a much stronger concentration. You pour it over the mound, and then you wait a week or so and use the rest of it. When you buy beneficial nematodes, they should be in the fridge section at your feed store, or you can buy them through the mail, but they'll ship them with cold storage stuff. Never freeze them. You know, they're living things. So if you look at the Dirt Doctor site, he has a library of organic information, and he describes how to tell if they're living and the various uses for them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If you put them out this time of year or when it gets really hot, they die in the sunlight, and they'll die in the extreme heat. So if you water very heavily or wait till there's a rain and then put them out like at dusk, then they will get down into the soil and they'll start working.
Very good. Hey, thanks for calling.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org, or you can send me a tweet as well. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. Josh tweeted me, and he says, Shake Rag on Live Oak Street in Dallas for the 1940s radio. Maybe a place to go have it fixed up or maybe to sell it. And we got a call about this, too. Let's talk next to Dallas in Benbrook. Hello, Dallas.
Hello.
Hey there. Go right ahead.
How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Yes, I was calling back about the lady that had the 1940s radio.
Oh, yeah.
And I have refinished a couple of those myself, and I do collect them. And if she doesn't have anyone else take it off her hands, I would love to have it.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll tell you what we'll do is I'll put you on hold. We'll get your contact info, and we'll connect you, okay?
Sounds great. Thank you very much.
Hold on. Lines open, though. Other lines open. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. That's where we got this from Mike and Keller. He says, after clearing my geophysical company's archival storage, I have around 150 pounds of plastic film. He says it's mostly 1 or 1.5 mil mylar, I believe. He says, but much of it went through a blue line machine many years ago to produce translucent overlays. Can anyone recommend a company that can dispose of this? He says, I also have about 50 pounds of exposed photofilm overlays. My searches turn up solutions for plastic bags and mylar balloons, which are not remotely similar to this material. And it sounds like Mike and Keller would like to recycle this material. So, let us know. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. We had a couple of emails from folks who suggested AutoTrader and AutoTrader.com for help selling the used car. One listener says they do charge for their ads, but they have many options, including list it till it sells. They allow download of multiple photographs and your detailed descriptions of the car, and then buyers can look you up using search filters, including your model, year, mileage, etc. This listener says AutoTrader.com charges about $25 to $75 for an ad, depending on your options. So there's some suggestions there. Let's see. We got an email last week about foundations. We had this question about foundations and foundation watering, etc. We also had that email or that caller about trying to sell a house and home inspection. And this is from Terry, who says, you don't need to water a foundation that sits on rock or shale. And if you don't know, you can pay $150 or so for a soil evaluation by a certified engineer. Every subdivision, he says, has this done before houses are built, so you may find a copy of it in your paperwork from when you bought your home. Terry says, soil doesn't change that much over time. My house was built 20 years ago, and the info is in my paperwork. He says, don't water a house that sits on rock or shale. It's a waste of water and your money. He says, regarding home inspections, home inspectors do have to be licensed in Texas and do a pre-inspection and acknowledge the findings to the buyer. Then you won't have a problem with them backing out because there won't be any surprises. So good advice on that. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Nancy in Denton. Hello, Nancy.
Yeah, I'm calling about the question about the mosquito.
Uh-huh.
I found a product this year, having been one of the victims of West Nile virus year before last. So I'm real tense about mosquitoes.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a product out, and they're selling it at the farmer's market. I got it at the Denton farmer's market. It's called Cowpo, and they're actually online as Cowpo Ladies, and they treat it and everything else, so it's not like normal Cowpo.
Mm-hmm.
And you just set it on fire, and it smolders in a bucket, and I have yet to see a mosquito in my yard.
So it's literally... It's literally burning cow poop.
Exactly. But it's all treated and everything. They do all kinds of stuff with it, dehydrated, okay, and all that stuff. But it's, like I say, it's cow poop, ladies, and the stuff is absolutely amazing. It works really well, and you buy it at the farmers markets, and I think there's a couple farm supply stores that sell it. But the stuff works really, really well. We've yet to see a mosquito anywhere in our yard. Hmm. We light it. There's not even mosquitoes in my neighbor's yard.
All right. Well, thanks for the tip.
Okay.
Let's see. Up next, we have an answer on this from Rhonda in Murphy. Hello, Rhonda.
Hi. How are you doing,
Jeff? Doing well.
Great. Well, I'm an avid gardener and also a soap maker, so I have a lot of experience with both gardening and essential oils, mm-hmm, which is what most naturalists recommend for fighting mosquitoes. There's not going to be a lot that you're going to do to kill off all the mosquitoes because it's a naturally occurring insect. But there's a lot of preventative type things that you can do. And, of course, you know, you hear about turning over the water, making sure you're not going to have standing water. Someone had talked about the cedarcide from Callaway's.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Callaway's, and, of course, I tried the cedarcide because I'm very susceptible to mosquito bites. I go outside, they're waiting for me.
Right. Yeah, I'm the same way.
So I tried the cedarcide, and it did not work for me personally. And I'm sure it's because of the fact that it's very finely ground. It is cedar wood, but it's very finely ground. And by the time you put it on your property, you know, you've wasted a whole bag. I got it on sale for about $13. It's normally about $16 or $17. And at the first rain, and you can know how much rain we've had here lately,
right,
but even if you turn on your sprinkler system or you hand water it, you're basically washing away the cedar oil that's in that cedar. And because it's so finely ground, it doesn't take very long for that to disappear. So what I ended up doing was buying many, many bags of regular cedar from Lowe's, the natural cedar, not the one that has been dyed red, because the red dye takes away the natural cedar oil. And as an aromatherapy person, you want the cedar oil because that's one of the best essential oils for fighting mosquitoes and any other type of insect. So I had much more success with that. When you go out, you're just going to have to cover up. If you're very susceptible, you're just going to have to cover up, make sure that there's no standing water. The lady just mentioned about burning the cow poop. Well, what mm-hmm. has worked for me is white sage, to use like what the Native Americans have used forever in smudging. You burn the white sage that a lot of people are even growing in their garden, or even if it's rosemary or any aromatic herb, that you can brush against, you let it dry, and then you wrap it with, let's say, a hemp cord,
mm-hmm.
and you let it dry out really good, and then you can burn that as a smudging tool so that you can kind of create a barrier around your yard. And those types of things have really, really helped me enjoy my yard a whole lot more. I'm still not, you know, totally mosquito-free, but those are the types of preventative things that have helped me.
Rhonda, thanks so much.
Okay.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email, always open, anything at kera.org. You can also send me a tweet. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Alan says, can we dedicate the second half of the show today to all things diatomaceous earth? Well, you said it. Let's see. Denise says, a couple weeks ago, someone asked about an auto window sticker that looked like deer antlers forming a skull. Well, this is the icon for the Bone Collector brand of hunting products. So there's an answer on that. Anne says, I used to make jewelry. I have about 50 pounds of semi-precious beads like onyx, rose quartz, jadeite, etc. I would like to sell. Does anybody have any suggestions? And if not, maybe a nonprofit that might want them as a donation. So if anybody has some suggestions for Ann, let's see. This is from Rachel, who says your listener who has the hair shedding issue should look into, this is what Rachel suggests, a black tea rinse. And also, Rachel suggests double-checking your vitamin levels by having some blood work done. Some vitamin and mineral deficiencies can lead to hair loss. And if it's really extreme, of course, talk to your doctor, because this is, it could be a health issue, especially if it's, you know, related to vitamins or minerals or something like that. Let's see. Danny in Fort Worth suggests When by Chaz Dean. Says he has several different co-cleansers, shampoos that don't lather, depending on your hair type and whether you chemically treat your hair, like if you color your hair or chemically relax the natural kinks in your hair. That's what Danny suggests in Fort Worth, Chaz Dean's products, or WEN, W-E-N. Let's see. This is from Elaine in answer to the plastic film recycling question. Elaine says, Mike might want to see if local schools would want the film for art classes or see if local artists would like it. It could be used for tracing or possibly printmaking or other applications. And let's see, we got one more on the street in Fort Worth. It's spelled F-O-C-H. Lynn says, in New York City, there's a street with the same name, and it's pronounced as if it rhymes with scotch. So that would be Foch Street. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Will in Frisco. Hello, Will.
Hello, hey, how are you?
Doing well.
Good. This is for the gentleman in that with the Mylar plastic.
Yeah.
A good resource I found was www.earth911.com. They've got a big recycling directory for about 360 materials all over the U.S., and they've helped us out in a jam before trying to get rid of weird materials.
Earth911.com.
Earth911.com. Yeah, they're pretty great.
Thanks, Will.
Hey, have a good one.
All right, you too. Bye-bye. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA. You can give us a call at 800-933-5372. Shoot us an email, anything@kera.org, or send me a tweet. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. We'll be back in about 2.5 minutes. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number, 800-933-5372. Email address, anything@kera.org, or you can send me a tweet. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Next week, it is Happy Birthday America Day. It's the 4th of July, Independence Day, next Friday. It's finally on a Friday. It happens every few years, and the show will be on holiday next week, so we'll have some high quality, interesting programming. It just won't be this show next Friday. So just a program note and a heads up: we won't be here next week, but we are here for the rest of this hour. And Rhonda tweeted me and says, for the user with shedding and breakage, I recommend Brazilian Keratin, available at Sally's Beauty Supply. And Rhonda says will also strengthen her hair. I've used it, and it worked, and I had the same issue. Let's see. Red Oak Makerspace on Twitter says they're interested in the 40s radio as well. Red Oak Makerspace. Bradley wants to dedicate the end of the show to petroleum. So we'll have your... And we'll take your dedications for the next 2 minutes as well. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Jody in Fort Worth. Hello, Jody.
Hi.
Hey there. Go right ahead.
I had a question about how to ward off June bugs from your yard.
Well, you know, I think June bugs are the adult form of grubworms. And the grubworms can be handled by those beneficial nematodes that we've been talking about.
Okay.
So you get ahead of the cycle. You know, it might not work for the June bugs you've got right now, but if you get ahead of the cycle with the whole, you know, I think if anybody walks away from this show today with anything, there should be a Google spike. The folks at Google should be going, why are so many people in Dallas-Fort Worth Googling beneficial nematodes? Because from what I understand, that is the that is a solution for June bugs as well.
Okay, thank you so much.
You know, grub worms and all that stuff. You bet. Thanks for calling. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Mimi wants to know if there are any stair climbing sites for outdoor running in the Dallas Garland area. Well, a lot of people go to, you know, the sort of the football, the college football or high school football stands that are open to the public for running, and they'll run those. And I know there are a couple of staircases along the Katy Trail in the uptown area. They're not real long, though. So if you want really long ones, maybe we'll see if people have another suggestion or two for outdoor stair climbing. Chip wants to know where to find information on the effect that past summers have had on Texas wildlife. Does anybody know a place to look online for some of that information? Elaine says, regarding that plastic film that Mike wants to recycle, he might also post the material on the North Texas Printmakers Guild Facebook page. They may have a use for it, depending on the type of mylar, though it may be hard to use that many pounds of it. But she suggests the North Texas Printmakers Guild Facebook page. And Cecily says, if you go to recyclingplasticwaste.com on the GigaWeb, recyclingplasticwaste.com, there's a list of U.S. plastic recyclers by state. So that might be helpful as well. 800-933-5372. Up next, let's talk to David in McKinney. Hello, David.
Hi.
Hey there.
Hey. I just wanted to say about the street belt, F-O-C-H.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure people have Googled it by now, but it's based on the French general, Marcel Foch, and it's pronounced Foch.
Ah, okay. So it's a little bit softer O than than we've been hearing, or than I've been, you know, trying
almost
to pronounce.
Almost like opening a carbonated drink, Foch.
Well, I'm glad somebody finally called, because I've been forced to sort of, I'm not saying it's, you know, that it's that hard, but it's been up to me to try to make sense of these descriptions. Uh-huh. With pronunciations today. So, Fush.
Yes.
Okay.
Fush it is.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, David.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Let's see. Up next, 800-933-5372 is Connie in Fort Worth. Hello, Connie.
Hi.
Hey there.
Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I have a question going with the natural remedies for outdoors types of theme today that's going on.
Tis the season.
I have a real problem with stickers in my yard, of all different types. My dogs go out in the backyard and they come in just covered with stickers. And so I was wondering if there were some natural remedies, if your listeners might have some advice or solutions to help minimize or eliminate the stickers that I have in my yard.
You know, I think you might have to use the hands that you have and your natural opposable thumbs because that sounds like I've got that stuff in my yard as well, and I'm always like, well, if I mow it and mulch the grass, you know, just the seeds are going to end up right back in the yard again.
I don't remember this problem this bad last year. I was thinking, you know, my husband is a big fan of the chemical remedies, you know, where everybody's yard is nice and green and trimmed and pristine. And I just, I guess I'm not that motivated
right
to get out there and take care of it that way. But, so I was just wondering if there was some other natural way,
right?
Well, other than, going out there and
pulling them all up. Yeah.
Pulling up 2 acres worth of stickers.
Sure. What kind of grass do you have? Is it just prairie grass, or is it St. Augustine?
Whatever's natural
right.
in the air. We bought the house and it all, you know, I don't really use the chemical, anything on my yard.
Right.
So, you know, and I don't do excessive watering or anything like that, which might be part of the problem because it's been so dry in previous years, and now we have so much rain, so maybe that the rain kind of promotes all of the excessive stickers in the yard.
Maybe
I don't
someone,
know.
Are they the goat's head style, the really sharp ones? Is that what you got? Or are they the little grass burr kind?
I have both kinds.
Yeah.
I have both kinds. And I have three dogs, and they go out and they roll around in just everything that they can find, and they come in just absolutely covered.
It's great. It's great fun. And then they get all this attention from you as you have to get them all out. Well, I think someone will know if maybe there's a way to, you know, to minimize them by, you know, mowing at a certain time. And we'll see if we get some suggestions for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Okay.
800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Doug calling from Dallas. Hello, Doug.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going well.
I have a quick question. What seems like every Friday that I'm actually out in the car, I see a large plume of smoke in the direction of DFW Airport. For the first couple times, it's like, oh no, there's been a plane crash, and then not minutes later, the smoke is totally gone, and then I don't see it again until the following Friday. It's usually late morning, early afternoon. Just curious if anybody knew what that was. I don't know if that was maybe a training exercise for the fire department.
Absolutely. You're absolutely correct. It is a firefighter training facility at DFW Airport, and they practice so that they can react very quickly and so that they can minimize, you know, loss of life if there is, you know, if there is an unfortunate accident there. So, yeah, they're keeping their skills sharp. And we've had this question before, and that's why I've never witnessed it myself, and I think I would probably think the same thing that you did initially. Oh, my gosh, what's going on? But it's we've covered this occasionally. We haven't had this in a while, so it's good to remind people who see it. But it's a training facility out there.
Well, awesome. Thanks for your help, Jeff.
You bet. Thanks for calling.
All right. Bye.
Line open 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's see, a couple of June bug related tweets. Kara says, my mother used to dump jars of diced garlic around her roses to repel June bugs. Do June bugs eat roses? She says it was stinky, but it worked. Maggie says, I like June bugs. They're food for toads and lizards in my yard, and they are the adult form of the white grub worms that we see. And by the way, chickens love those. If you're doing some digging and you come across some grub worms and you have a friend with chickens, you might be able to trade them for, you know, an egg or two. Just saying. Ryan in Denton says, hey, since we're talking about mosquitoes, here are some tips for after you've been bitten. Afterbite is a commercial product containing 3.5% ammonia. If applied to a bite within a few hours of being bitten, generally when it's most swollen and before it's been scratched a lot, the ammonia will denature the proteins which cause itching in the mosquito saliva, and the swelling will generally go down very quickly and the itching will be minimal. Heat will have the same effect. You can either run hot water directly over the bites for a few minutes or heat a spoon under hot water and then press it to the bite. He says, I keep some afterbite around every time I go outside in the summer, and the bites I get barely bother me. And let's see. This is from Caitlin, who has a homemade mosquito spray recipe. She says, I made this, went outside unprotected and was swarmed, sprayed it on, and then voila, or as Eddie Izzard says, et voila, I became invisible. Caitlin says, I made it because it's pet safe. I noticed them swarming around my cat's head, so I sprayed it onto my hands and rubbed around her head and shoulders. And again, they left her alone. It's a cup of water, 2 cups of distilled white vinegar, 2 spoonfuls of oil. She says, I use almond oil, essential oils, citrus, peppermint, tea tree, eucalyptus. She says, I also added lavender and lemongrass, shake it, and then spray it. I spray it on the dogs before walks, and even the ticks hate it, Caitlin says. 800-933-5372. Let's get a couple more calls before we run out of time, and let's talk to Renee in Dallas. Hello, Renee.
Yes.
Hey there.
Hey there.
Go right ahead. You're on, Renee.
I was calling about the stairs and where you can get a really long stairs for training.
Uh-huh.
If you go to City Place at the Dallas at the transit station there, you can enter from the west side. There's plenty of parking out there on the street, and they're probably about the longest exterior stairs you could see in Dallas.
Oh, cool. Down to the tunnel subway station we have there.
Yes, that's correct.
Fantastic.
And there's a lot of people doing training there. There's like some CrossFit classes, or there's some people doing training there all the time.
Very good. Hey, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right, let's see. Bye. A couple of sticker suggestions. Let's talk to Ruben in Hood County. Hello, Ruben.
Hello. Thanks. Been listening for a long time, just a first-time caller, and sure. Enjoy your show. But anyway, about the stickers, it's a tough weed, and it's a multi-attack to get rid of them effectively. First of all, you should bag your grass seeds and throw them away. Also, then look for the plant, which is a star-shaped plant. It's easy to see. And then stick a broad screwdriver or some other kind of a device made for pulling them up just off-center, and then pop them up out of there, get the roots up pretty easy, and throw them in the trash. And then I learned from Garrett, the dirt doctor, years mm-hmm. ago,
yeah.
how to do a treatment, which is basically a solution of like Miracle-Gro, dishwashing soap, and Coca-Cola, what it does is the Coca-Cola feeds nematodes, and then the dishwashing soap breaks down the oil on the seed, which causes it to act like a pre-emergent, and then fertilizer just fertilizes the soil, and those particular grasses don't like fertile soil that much. They like soil that's not too fertile. So that does the trick, and it takes a while, but if you do that, within a couple of years, you probably get rid of them.
Take some time, but thanks so much for calling, Ruben.
Hi.
Thank you very much for calling.
Oh, my pleasure.
All right. Let's see. We got an email from Doug who says, alas, the only natural way to get rid of them quickly is physical removal. However, Doug says stickers grow primarily in poor soil. Improving the available carbon and enriching the soil will make them go away over time. Dried molasses available at feed stores is a good way to jumpstart the process, and follow up with organic fertilizer such as alfalfa-based fertilizer or compost. So some good answers there. Thanks so much for those. Well, anything you ever wanted to know has been the last hour of our lives, and it's produced by Stephen Becker, engineered by Shelley Canavy. And today, Gus Contreras answered your phone calls. Thanks, Stephen, Shelley, and Gus. And thanks to Christine McConnell, who produces the podcast, which you can find absolutely free. Just go to the Anything page, kera.org/anything. And the last several shows, we did a web upgrade a couple of months ago, and we're building back up to 10 shows available for free at kera.org/anything. And of course, you can email us your questions and answers, comments and suggestions at anything@kera.org. You can send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Don't forget, next week we'll be off for Independence Day. But we'll be back on July the 11th. Thanks so much for listening, for starting your weekend with us, for writing and calling in, and have a great weekend this weekend and a happy and safe 4th of July weekend next weekend.